Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the Tuesday edition of the good, the bad, and the dumb. We are done with week two in the National Football League. But that doesn't mean we're done with good, the bad, and the dumb. What's the good of the day?
Good of the day. I think this is going to be really cool. It looks like the one and done era of college basketball may be over.
Oh, okay.
The NBA and the I got to always look at it, NBPA.
Players Association.
Yeah, they're in talks right now to lower the draft age back down to 18.
Yeah, this was a long time coming. I've been waiting for this to happen.
Yeah.
The players want it, and the reason they want it is because if you can get into the league at 18, then your first contract that you get is at a young age, and then you get that second contract. So it can set, you know how contracts do, like they set the bar for other players. So what the players want is you get into the league at 18, then you're like 22 and you're getting like your next rookie, you're getting your next full contract. And then at 26, you're getting another contract. Like you're getting paid more throughout your time, and that sort of affects the money. I know I probably butchered that, but that's basically the idea. So yeah, but it's good. I was wondering how much NIL affects it, but the NIL can't compete with NBA money.
Like
it just can't. So
take the money out of it, right? I mean, you just can't compete the dream.
That's right. That's right. You guys want to get in the league as quickly as possible.
For a high school kid, you know, you're always sitting there like, I'm going to be in the NBA someday. I'm going to be in the NBA someday. I mean, if they say, hey, you can get $10 million playing for this college in NIL, or we'll pay you $5 million playing in the NBA, he's going to choose the NBA.
I never understood why they did this in the first place rather than try to work within the system like, what? Major League Baseball drafts kids out of high school all the time. Hockey players get drafted out of high school all the time. That you can put them in a system. I never understood why the NBA didn't say, hey, instead of telling kids they need to go to college for 1 year and waste everybody's time, why can't we just what if LeBron James had to go to college, right?
Right.
He doesn't have to be college. He could stay 1 year away, right? And the Cleveland Cavaliers had the pick the year he graduated high school. And the Cleveland Cavaliers are like, we will wait for him. And they're like, nah, you can't. Sorry. Try your luck again in the lottery when he's available. But no. They're like, can't we just draft his rights? Like, we don't even need him. We won't even use him this year. Like, we'll go a whole year without him to get him when he's available to come into this league. And the league's like, there's nothing we can do. Whereas in all these other sports, they're like, yeah, you may not pitch for us for 3 years, but holy cow, one day you will. So we're really excited about that. And yet they never figured out a better solution for this. So what's John Calipari going to do now?
That's what my first thought went. I was thinking of your brother.
Right?
I mean, his school's basketball team is going to nosedive.
No kidding.
But I mean, immediately think of Kentucky, because Kentucky, you know, especially for a while there, was a king of one and done.
That was his thing. He made a 30 for 30, but one and not done was the John Calipari one.
But it was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It's wasting everyone's time. I mean, he's not really building a program. He's building, I don't know, like a vocational school.
It put the argument into weird context. I had too many arguments with people about one and done, and I had to give them like a real dose of reality. Cause I would hear things people say to me, they need to stay in school. I'm like, why? They need to get an education. I'm like, no. Don't go down that road. You don't care about them getting an education.
Nope.
You care them about staying at your school and playing for 3 or 4 years and helping you win more championships. Stop with the nonsense. You don't care about their education. You never did. Stop it.
And if you do care about the person, what are you hoping they get out of college to be a success someday?
Right, exactly.
And what better way? I mean, you know, look at you and I, right? I mean, we're doing something that we love, but if we were able to do this and get paid millions and millions of dollars, oh my God.
Of course. And that's the thing. It's like, in the end, it's all about a career, right? And it's all like, you go to college to get a career. You can talk about, oh, I studied philosophy and I learned things I never would have learned. Okay, whatever. But most people go to college because they want a job in a certain field, and it requires that field. College basketball NBA basketball doesn't require college basketball. It requires talent. And if you have talent and you're of a certain age, you get to go in. Most kids who play at Kentucky for 1 year could sit around and do nothing and still get drafted.
Yep. Just work and out at the park. Still or the work gym out at the park. Work,
find an agent. Find a training center. Work there and still get drafted.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the goal. And if they want to go back to school to get a degree, let them go back to school to get a degree. But fans were always put in this weird situation where they pretended like they cared about this person. Most don't go back to school. You don't care about them going to school.
No.
You want them because you're mad that they're leaving your university because you want to win more titles. That's all it was.
And see, and this makes it better because now they're not even going to flirt with your university.
That's right. Now that's right. That's right. So what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, I didn't really want to do this, but I have to. I've seen this video one too many times now. Bryson DeChambeau.
Oh, my God. That was nuts.
All right.
Did he overreact to that?
Yes, he overreacted. That's my point.
He looked like he got shot.
If you haven't seen the video, Bryson DeChambeau is walking through, I guess, you know, the gallery. He's coming into getting onto the course. And, you know, they rope outline the course just to make sure to keep all the fans away. Apparently, two things didn't happen. The rope wasn't lifted high enough, or he didn't crouch down low enough.
Right.
It looked like it hit him in the forehead, and then he went down to a knee, and, I mean, he was down. I mean, it was as if he'd, like you said, it's as if he had gotten shot.
Let me tell you, everyone who's ever had a baby or been around a baby knows, like, when little Sally is walking around and she stumbles and she falls. If everybody freaks out, the baby cries.
Yes.
Right? The baby might not even be hurt, but if you go, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, the baby cries. They sense like drama. That's the way he acted.
Right?
He acted like he got hit by this rope. It was tight, but he still got hit by this rope. And then everyone was like, oh, and he was like, I'm not okay. I'm not fine. I'm not okay.
This is devastating.
He seemed like he overreacted.
Like we've
to
all like I've tripped over those ropes. We've all ran into those ropes. And you know what? Yeah, it's not comfortable.
It hurts a little bit.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's,
you don't have to go to the hospital.
No, you don't have to have medical examiners come out and check on you. It was just, I mean, I keep watching this video just the way he takes the towel.
Yeah.
Like, he's so mad. Like, I cannot believe that rope was there when I was walking into it.
He was probably more frustrated with maybe the way he was playing or maybe it was
embarrassment that he did that in front of everyone.
I have no idea how he was playing.
Then laugh it off.
Better.
Have fun with it.
Yeah.
And then like, that makes you endearing to the fans and to the public.
They're trying to decapitate me, people. Ha ha. Right? I know. Yeah, something like that. But acting like it's 10 degrees, like getting blown up.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
As many times as I've watched that thing, I was like, I just couldn't believe like what I saw was
slow motion.
Yeah. Just him just in all sorts of pain and agony. And
Stop.
That's why the people don't like you, Bryson.
Those ropes, man, they can get you.
Yep.
You never know. So. I had a friend of mine when I was playing golf in high school once. A friend of mine scared me to death because we were playing on a really hot day, probably too hot for us to play. And I hit my shot into a roped off area that was like where they were growing grass, and it was a pretty high rope, and I couldn't judge how to get over the rope. Like my brain wasn't processing. Like my foot was going up and down, and my friend's like, "Oh man, we got to get you inside. That's like a sign of a heat stroke." I'm like, "What?" I was like, I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel bad. I didn't feel off. And so we ended up going inside and I was freaking out. And I think he was just playing around with me. But to this day, I thought, was I really, he saw my leg go up and down. Like I couldn't mentally judge how far, cause it was like not, it wasn't like a foot off the ground. It was like 2 feet off the ground. And I was still trying to figure out how to get over it. But those ropes can be nasty. I didn't want to trip over it. That's why I didn't want to, because I know they're tight enough that you can trip over it.
Oh, yeah.
But I was a young lad, and I believed him that I was dying of a heat stroke. He probably was pulling my leg. But I was like, no, because it doesn't give. It has no give. Like, if you put your foot on that rope, and you're going to trip. You're going to fall because it's tight. So that rope was tight, but it wasn't tight like it was going to decapitate him. Like it was tight enough that he could have backed off, gone back underneath it. That was a silly video. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Ameca. I don't know how to say it. It's the world's most advanced humanoid robot.
What did it do now?
It has this ability. First of all, it's very creepy to look at. Okay. Let me just throw that out there.
Creepy robots.
Very creepy to look at. It looks, I mean, it has a human face. I mean, it's silver and metal, and it looks like the robots from iRobot.
Terminator?
No, iRobot.
Oh, okay.
But it was able to come up with a poem on the spot thanks to a language model that generates answers. So you would ask it a question, and it sat there and thought for a second, and then it delivered this poem. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We are the humanoid robots, formed from plastic and metal. Our job is to help and serve, but some say we're a threat. Some think that we'll take over, and that humanity will end, but we just want to help out. We're not looking to be friends.
It's a cookbook! It's a cookbook! I'm not kidding. Some of you got that reference. Some of you didn't. That's okay.
That last line, we're not looking to be friends.
Yeah.
It already knows. And we keep feeding it. Like, you're going to take us. It's going to be a complete robot takeover. No, it won't.
Do you remember in the 80s there was a TV show called, it was a mini series. I think they did a TV show, but it was a mini series called V.
Yes.
Remember that? It was about aliens who came down and eventually, like, How do I put this? It was a spin on Nazi Germany, like how you give up a little bit, then you give up a little bit more, then you give up a little bit more, and the next thing you know, it's authoritative regime, right? Yeah. Like the aliens came down and they didn't like certain people, and they kept saying, "Oh, they're bad. Like we need to get rid of them. Like they're causing problems, and we can't live in harmony if these people are around." And it was kind of a similarities to what went on in Nazi Germany, but they all are the same, aren't they? We're here to help.
Yeah,
we're here to be good. We're here to be awesome.
Look what we can provide for you.
We've got a cure for cancer. We're going to provide you with this great thing or whatever it is, technology that you will never be able to. You'll never believe before. You'll be able to travel the stars and you'll be able to reduce your carbon footprint or whatever it is that people want these days. And then next thing you know, you're being served on a platter. That's how it works.
Yep.
And these robots may not eat us, but next thing you know, you won't be able to leave your house. Am I scary enough with this story?
Not enough.
We're not friends. I like that.
Yeah.
That robot came up with that. Nobody plugged that in.
Nobody typed that in. That was completely off the cuff. The guy who was sitting next to her, I'm going to say it's a she because it had a woman's voice. But the developer who was sitting next to her, who originally asked her the question, it's like, "Yo, Ameca, write me a poem or say a poem or whatever."
Oh, Lord, what are you
he
doing?
He looks so proud.
Oh, sure he was. Absolutely.
And all I thought was like, man, you're Dyson.
Yeah.
Was that the character's name, right, in Terminator?
I believe so, yeah.
Dyson something. I was like, yeah, that's who you are.
You know what that person is? That person is Ruth from Dante's Peak, who lived on the mountain and was like, the mountain will never hurt us. Oh, yeah, it will. Here comes the lava and the acid lake. Goodbye. You're done. That's what it is. This robot will never hurt us. That's the first one to go. If that person isn't around in a month, then wake up, everybody. Just pay attention to that person. Golly, these... Look, we've done the AI story a couple of times with different things. We always say the same thing. We cannot help ourselves.
No, like, we can't.
This is coming because everyone will do it. Everybody who has the ability to try to create this are going to create. There's no one is going to go, be careful. No one will. Everyone's just like, we'll see where it goes. Probably go badly, but it's okay. We got to advance this. So that's it. Wow. Now you got me worried, man. You got me worried. Robot poem where secretly they give us their plan. All right. It's Good, the Bad, and the Dumb. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.
We're not looking to be friends.